May 1st, 1908. Medical missionary work among the colored people of the South. Ellen G. White. When connected with other lines of gospel effort, medical missionary work is a most effective instrument by which the ground is prepared for the sowing of the seeds of truth, and the instrument also by which the harvest is reaped. Medical missionary work is the helping hand of the gospel ministry. So far as possible, it would be well for evangelical workers to learn how to minister to the necessities of the body as well as the soul. For in doing this, they are following the example of Christ. But intemperance has well nigh filled the world with disease, and the ministers of the gospel cannot spend their time and strength in relieving all in need of help. The Lord has ordained that Christian physicians and nurses shall labor in connection with those who preach the word. The medical missionary work is to be bound up with the gospel ministry. In no place is there greater need of genuine gospel medical missionary work than among the colored people in the South. Had such a work been done for them immediately after the proclamation of freedom, their condition today would have been very different. Medical missionary work must be carried forward for the colored people. Sanitariums and treatment rooms should be established in many places. These will open doors for the entrance of Bible truth. This work will require devoted men and means, and much wise planning. Years ago, we should have been training colored men and women to care for the sick. Plans should now be made to do a quick work. Let promising colored youth, young men and young women of good Christian character, be given a thorough training for this line of service. Let them be imbued with the thought that in all their work they are to proclaim the third angel's message. Strong, intelligent, consecrated colored nurses will find a wide field of usefulness opening before them. The Lord Jesus is our example. He came to the world as a servant of mankind. He went from city to city, from village to village, teaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing the sick. Christ spent more time in healing than in teaching. As our example, Christ linked closely together the work of healing and teaching, and in this our day, they should not be separated. In our schools and sanitariums, nurses should be trained to go out as medical missionary evangelists. They should unite the teaching of the gospel of Christ with the work of healing. The Lord has instructed us that with our training schools, there should be connected small sanitariums that the students may have opportunity to gain a knowledge of medical missionary work. This line of work is to be brought into our schools as part of the regular instruction. Huntsville has been especially pointed out as a school in connection with which there should be facilities for thoroughly training consecrated colored youth who desire to become competent nurses and hygienic cooks. Let us rejoice that the managers of our Huntsville school are now planning to carry out this instruction without further delay. Let us help them make Huntsville a strong training center for medical missionary workers. The colored medical missionary worker stands on vantage ground. In the providence of God, a wide field of usefulness is open to him. He is permitted to enter where others are refused admission. In his consistent daily life of self-denial and self-sacrifice, he may exert a quiet, yet far-reaching influence in behalf of the truth for this time. And he will not lack opportunity for testifying of the saving grace by which his life is being constantly transformed into the likeness of the great medical missionary. To many of the colored people, the difficulties against which they have to contend seem almost insurmountable. But there are those who will not give up. All who are conscientiously and in the fear of God trying to acquire an education are to be helped and encouraged. There is talent among the colored race, and this talent will be developed where least expected. every advantage possible is to be given to the colored youth who are capable of becoming useful workers in the Lord's vineyard. There are those who, with proper training, can be prepared to conduct sanitariums for colored people. In all cases, they will need, at times, the assistance of white workers, but their talents will tell greatly for the success of the work.
Oh, that we might catch a glimpse of the work God desires us to accomplish for the colored people in the South! Could the veil be removed? Could we but realize the distressing condition of thousands suffering from physical and spiritual maladies, how earnestly would we plan to train suitable colored workers to go forth to minister to the needs of their own race? How gladly would we come up to the help of the Lord by giving freely of our means for the establishment and maintenance of training centers, where colored youth could be fitted for helpful service as true medical missionary evangelists. May God enable us to discern the opportunities now afforded us to lay broad plans for carrying forward this line of work in a manner befitting its importance. Those who are able to relieve the sick of their temporal necessities will often find ready access to hearts. Grateful for the loving ministry performed in their behalf, many will gladly listen to words of spiritual comfort and consolation. Their hearts will be susceptible to the influence of the Holy Spirit as the consecrated medical missionary opens the scriptures of truth and brings to their attention the special warning message for this time. Many will decide to yield their all to the Lord. Such a work as this is sadly needed in the cities of the South. Thousands of colored people have drifted into these congested centers. In many, many families, want and misery and deep spiritual poverty prevail. For such classes as these, the medical missionary evangelist is peculiarly fitted. But work of this character cannot be undertaken unless the workers are first trained and then supplied with needed facilities. Means is needed for the prosecution of such work. And in the privilege of contributing to the support of His cause in the earth, God has graciously given us opportunity to participate in the rewards of those who engage in this line of service. Soon, the work of God in the earth will close triumphantly. Soon, those who have remained steadfast unto the end will be granted an abundant entrance into the kingdom of our Lord. As the opportunities for service are now presented, shall we not quickly respond, giving freely of our means for the support of the closing work? It is now our privilege to return unto the Lord His own in free will gifts and offerings. Soon, we shall receive the reward of the faithful. Of all the joys that await the redeemed in the earth made new, one of the highest will be the privilege of mingling our voices with the voices of those whom we have helped to save, in praise and adoration to the One who put into our hearts a desire to give. As God hath prospered us, let us now do all in our power to further the interests of His kingdom. Soon the redeemed of the Lord shall return, and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away.